Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, May 29th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Leading off today, Apple continues to lead the wearables industry thanks to AirPods and Apple Watch. According to new data from IDC, Apple shipped 21.2 million units of these products in the first quarter of 2020, representing 29% of the total market share. And compared to the first quarter of 2019, Apple shipments were up by 13.3 million units. But interestingly enough, Apple Watch shipments were actually down year over year due to supply constraints caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. But Apple still achieved strong results thanks to the Beats and AirPods lineups. One of the factors that led consumers to buy more wearable accessories was the COVID-19 pandemic, with more people working from home and looking for better headphones to help increase their productivity. The increase in demand for AirPods and Beats appears to have more than made up for the drop in Apple Watch shipments. And in total, global shipments of wearable devices grew by 30% year over year during the first quarter of 2020, rising to 72.6 million units. You can read the full details at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, Apple has reached a deal with Paramount to help finance Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon film adaption. Under the deal, Paramount would still distribute the film starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. Paramount had originally acquired rights to the project, but it became worried when the budget was $180 to $200 million. At this point, Netflix, Apple, Universal, MGM, and others started bidding on rights to the project, but Apple appears to have won out in the end. Under this deal, Apple will help finance the film and serve as its creative studio. This means the film will still be released in theaters through Paramount, but it will also eventually come to the Apple TV Plus service, and it will be billed as an Apple original film. If this situation sounds familiar, it's because something similar took place with Scorsese's last film, The Irishman. The Irishman was in development at Paramount, but the film's rumored $175 million budget also saw Paramount sell the film to Netflix. But this time around, Apple appears to have come to an agreement with Paramount instead of Netflix. This could be because Apple TV Plus has been more open to premiering films in theaters first, whereas Netflix generally wants all of its originals debuted on its streaming service first. This marks the second major feature film deal for Apple TV Plus recently. Last week, Apple TV Plus secured the rights to the upcoming Tom Hanks film Greyhound for an estimated $70 million. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Incipio is launching its new Organic Core cases for the 2020 iPhone SE. iPhone users can reduce their footprint and emissions with the new line from Incipio. The Organic Core collection offers an environmentally friendly option for the new iPhone SE in three colorways. These cases are designed to protect our planet and your phone. They're made from 100% plant-based and compostable materials. The Organic Core cases are 100% biodegradable in a compostable environment, and they can be disposed of in as little as 6 months. Incipio's sleek new cases provide 6-foot drop protection and feature a raised bezel to help keep your device safe. The entire Organic Core line from Incipio is now available for $39.99. And we're also teaming up with Incipio to give away a 2020 iPhone SE to 9 to 5 Mac readers. You can enter the 9 to 5 Rewards giveaway at the link in the show notes below. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9 to 5 Toys for details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best Apple deals over at 9 to 5 Toys include the latest 13-inch MacBook Pro, which is now up to $100 off at trusted Apple retailer Expercom, matching the best price we've tracked so far. You can also save big on various movies over at Apple's weekend sale, starting at $5 with up to 75% off. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen. It's also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review. Again, my thanks to Incipio for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Sponsors like Incipio help us keep making the podcast 5 days per week. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.